be speaking to the world on Lisa Brady, Fox News. Just a day after his mother's death, Britain's new monarch is scheduled to give his first address as king, 1 hour from now.
He will have spent many years thinking about exactly what he might say when he inherited the throne from his mother. It's taken longer than many of us thought, and probably even King Charles III himself thought it would. But tonight, he faces the pressure of convincing a sometimes concerned nation that there will be continuity and stability.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt at Buckingham Palace, where Charles and Queen Consort Camilla arrived just a few hours ago. The new king shaking hands with some of the thousands gathered outside the palace to mourn Queen Elizabeth. President Biden set to speak in a midterm battleground, Ohio, where Intel is building a $20 billion semiconductor plant.
This groundbreaking was originally scheduled for July, but there was some uncertainty about whether or not the bill, the CHIPS bill, would get enough support to pass. And now that it has, the president's coming out here today to tout this as an achievement right ahead of the midterm.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich in Columbus. Congressman Tim Ryan, who's running for Senate, will be with the president in the midst of a tight race with Republican J.D. Vance. Michigan voters will consider two amendments to the state constitution on abortion rights and voting rights added to the fall ballot this morning by the state election board after challengers lost court fights. A county prosecutor in Tennessee trying to reassure the public amid recent murder cases involving suspects on parole.
This office takes repeat violent offenders very seriously. It merits a strong response. That's the kind of response we'll get from this district attorney's office.
Shelby County DA Steve Mulroy, after 19-year-old Ezekiel Kelly appeared in court facing a first-degree murder charge in a Memphis shooting spree that left four dead. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
An urgent appeal from the head of the UN's nuclear watchdog agency for shelling to stop around a nuclear plant in Ukraine, operating in emergency mode for a fifth straight day. A Russian envoy says they support the call for fighting nearby to stop immediately, but Russia and Ukraine blame each other for the shelling. Firefighters in Southern California hoping weekend weather works in their favor as they battle another deadly wildfire.
The Fairview fire has exploded in size to over 27,000 acres in 4 days. Fueled by heavy underbrush and erratic winds. The fire, only 5% contained, and blamed in at least two deaths and multiple structures being destroyed. Stephanie and Sean Orr are some of the thousands of people in Riverside County now forced to flee their homes.
I'm mentally and emotionally drained.
Still a lot of anxiety, you know, not knowing. It's tough.
That is Tropical Storm K churns off the coast of Mexico's Baja Peninsula, slowly moving northward towards Southern California that could bring much-needed rain, or what firefighters fear most, disastrous winds.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Hurricane Earl still churning in the Atlantic, not expected to approach the U.S. coastline. Forecasters warn of dangerous surf along the U.S. East Coast and Canada's maritime provinces. A record 8 whooping cranes calling Louisiana home, building on years of conservation efforts.
The State Department of Wildlife and Fisheries says it's not just a Louisiana record for the world's rarest crane, but one for any flock reintroduced to the wild to help save the endangered bird. The previous record of 6 was set in 2018, a flock that was taught to migrate between Wisconsin and Florida by following ultralight aircraft. Both flocks are being nurtured in hope of creating a cushion if anything happens to the only natural flock which migrates between Texas and Alberta, Canada. CJ Papa, Fox News.
A Wall Street rally, the Dow's up 250. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.